Simon & Schuster Radio presents The Mercy of Thin Air by Ronlin Demang, read by Rebecca Gayhart.
Where do I begin? I trace my outline in the photograph. From the crown of my head, blonde curves sweep down and fringe at the ends. Each limb radiates from my body. The fingertips of my right hand touch the horizon. My left hand holds pure air. I follow along the periphery, where the contours turn head to toe, side to side. My body is not the one I was born into. In all the moments of breathing, each cell took its turn at the cycle. Growth, repair, decay. But I still remain. Nothing of me is mine to keep, other than memory. In the snapshot, Twally waves from her side of the seesaw. Her left hand is fog above her elbow. She wears the purple dress that made her face luminous in contrast. She smiles wide, pale lips drawn into a perfect arc. Unseen Andrew. He had used 4 rolls of film by the end of the afternoon. He juggled the cylinders in his pocket as the 3 of us walked out of the park. I touched the square silver cufflink engraved with his initials, APO, and leaned into him. "Please, tell me your middle name." He said nothing and teased me with a subtle smile. Without a word, I traced a path down his right arm, and he reached toward the familiar territory of my hand, as if he expected a surprise. I hold the photograph so tight, so long, every open space within me fills with a consummate ache. Part 1. Simon Beaker had been dead 4 months. I did not know this when I approached his house for a belated visit. Because I was no longer in the habit of skimming obituaries, I missed the announcement. The last time I had seen Simon, in early 1991, he was 74. He sat in his crimson study, his elbows angled on the arms of a worn leather chair. I watched him turn the pages of a new biography, the spine crepitated under his grip, and noticed his eyes taking in each paragraph, quick and hungry. That quality had never changed about him. As a boy, he had been a collector of knowledge who sneaked into Andrew's room to read books, a page at a time, between odd jobs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?